Here I am pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program Hadith of the Day here at IRIB English Radio. Today on Hadith of the Day, we would like to convey our most warm and sincere congratulations to all of our esteemed listeners all over the Muslim and non-Muslim world. Because, as you know, in a lot of Muslim countries and in a lot of non-Muslim countries, today is the day of Eid al-Fitr, the day of Eid al-Fitr, which comes at the end of the month of Ramadan. Today on Hadith of the Day, in connection with this most auspicious and great day, we would like to recite for you a beautiful hadith and tradition which has been narrated from the 10th Imam of the family of the Prophet alayhi salam, Imam al-Hadi, Imam Ali al-Naqi alayhi salam. In this beautiful tradition, which has been narrated in the book Biharul Anwar, the famous book of traditions and hadith, volume 98, page 351. The Imam says, إِنَّمَا الْأَعْيَادُ أَرْبَعَةٌ. There are four Eids, there are four festivals for our Shia, for our followers, for the followers of the Ahlul Bayt. In contrast to, let's say, the other followers of the other Muslim sects, for some of which these Eids and these festivals are inapplicable, as you'll see just in a second. The first is the Eid that we are celebrating today, Eid al-Fitr, the Eid that comes at the end of the month of Ramadan. Wal Adha, the second is the Eid al-Adha, the Eid which is known in some countries as Eid al-Qurban, which commemorates the sacrifice that the great prophet Abraham made when he was asked to sacrifice his son. And the story, you know how it goes. This is the second Eid for the followers of the Ahlul Bayt and the family of the Prophet. The next is Eid al-Ghadir. The Eid al-Ghadir is a reference to the event of Ghadir when the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam designated Ali ibn Abi Talib as his successor in front of a large gathering of Muslims in the valley near the pond of Ghadir on his way back from his final pilgrimage, Hajjatul Wida, which is a very famous event and has been narrated in the books of Hadith, and the Shias commemorate it and mark it as a very important day in their calendar. This is the Eid which is singled out here and which distinguishes the Shia and the followers of the Ahlul Bayt from the other followers of the other Islamic sects. Finally, the Imam says, Wal Jum'ah, the day of Friday. The Friday, which is the last day of the week, is also considered an Eid. It's also considered a festival. It's also considered a holiday. It's not a day in which we should work. It's a day when we should take off. We should celebrate it. We should commemorate it. We should be happy on this day. Unfortunately, in a lot of Muslim countries, the Friday has become a normal day, become a normal work day. We go to school, we go to work, whatever. But however, according to Islamic traditions, right, this is not proper. As has been referenced in the Quran, you're well aware of it. So this brings this hadith to a close. As you saw, the Imam alayhi salam mentions 4 days as days of celebration for the followers of the Ahlul Bayt: Eid al-Fitr, Eid al-Adha, Eid al-Ghadir, and the day of Friday. Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. We once again congratulate you on this most happy and auspicious day. Until next time, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on RIB English Radio.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad.
محمد وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد.